Hollywood, California, the makers of Rinso and Lifebuoy present Al Jolson with Martha Ray, Park Dukakis, Victor Young and his orchestra, and Joe Penner as the guest star of the evening. To start the show, we bring you your old friend, the pappy of the Mammy Song. Has he got life? Boy, look, here is Al Jolson.
Hello, folks.
Hello!
Oh, gee, that's swell. I don't know, you're in good voice tonight. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we dim the lights. And the Beau Brummel and Don Juan of musicians, Victor Barrymore Profile Young, takes his baton in hand and leads his 20 Romanian artists in a song I introduced at the Winter Garden many, many years ago. You'll recognize the tune, you'll recognize the lyrics. Avalon, please.
Every morn my memory strays across the sea where flying kisses lay. And as the night is falling, I find that I'm recalling that blissful, all-enthralling day. I found my love in Avalon beside the bay. And I lost my love in Avalon as I sailed away. I dream of a heart in Avalon from a dusk till a dawn. So I think I'll travel on to Avalon. I found my love in Avalon beside the bay. And I left my love in Avalon as I sail away. I dream of a heart in Avalon from a dusk till a dawn. So I think I'd travel on to Avalon.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We of the radio endeavor at all times to please all classes of our listening audience. And I know of no one who has pleased them all as well as the boy. Well, I should say, and I could say man, I'm about to introduce now. My little boy of 3 likes him. My sister of 20 likes him. My grandfather of 80 loves him. And my chauffeur, who's 109 and drives that way, is crazy about him. I guess you all know who I mean. Joe Penner!
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Mr. Jolson, and welcome to the Kokomo program.
Wait a minute, Joe. I That's very nice and all that to get your sponsors in, but I'm afraid you're a little mixed up.
Yeah?
This is not the Kokomo program.
Is that true?
And another thing, I'm not your guest. You're my guest.
I'd have never guessed it.
Well, wait a minute, Joe. Let me straighten you out. You see, your program doesn't go on the air until next Sunday afternoon.
Sure.
You see, this is still September.
Oh, yeah.
Your show doesn't start in October. Now, you remember what you learned in school? 30 days as September.
April, June, and November. Yeah. All the rest got 31 except my uncle. He got $50 fine and a suspended sentence.
Look, Joe, now look, please.
Huh?
Maybe if I explain what product we sell on this program, I might be able to make it clear to you.
Uh-huh.
Now then, what do you do on Saturday night?
Must I tell?
Oh, sure you can tell, Joe. We're among friends. Come on, speak up.
Well, I take a
B-A-T-H.
You take a bath now.
Yeah.
That's fine. Now you're getting hot.
No, I take a cold bath.
What? Now, come on, Joey boy. Let's start all over again.
Yes.
You said... Now, remember, yes. You said on a Saturday night, you take a bath.
Did I?
Yes, you did.
Well, I never go back on my word.
Now, look at me, Joe.
Yeah.
Look at me, Joe, and concentrate.
Yeah.
Now, get this. Mm. What do you take a bath with?
With nobody. I'm so embarrassed. Oh.
Well, Joe, I can see I'm going to have trouble with you.
Yeah.
Well, maybe if, let's see. If I bring some of the cast out here, mm-hmm. You'll know whose program this is.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Martha, come out here, honey. Martha, I want you to meet Joe Penner. Joe, this is Martha Ray.
Hello, Martha.
Not Joe Penner. Oh, Joe.
Oh, Martha.
Oh, Dream Boy.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, nuts.
Quiet.
Quiet, she say.
Look, Martha. Joe here seems to think he's on his own program, and I can't even make him understand what we're selling. See if you can get him straightened out, Martha.
Why, sure, Al. Listen, Sissy Puss. What is Monday famous for all over the country?
Oh.
Well, what do I hang out every Monday?
I don't know, but I know where you hang out.
Listen, my little cutie satchel. When you look out the window Monday morning, what do you see on the clothesline?
Four blackbirds and a homing pigeon.
Well, if it's all the same to you, Al, I think I'll sit this one out.
All right. Do you mind if I cut in? Look, Joe.
Yeah.
Now we're going to try to get the idea over.
Yeah.
What is it that is the most popular picture magazine on the newsstands today?
Life.
Right. Now we're getting somewhere. Remember that. Now look right in my eyes.
Yeah.
Think hard.
Yeah.
What is it that I've got that Eddie Cantor hasn't got?
Ruby Keeler.
Well, that's very sweet of you, Joe, but you still haven't got the idea. Now, look, Joe, you're a nice fella, but you're going to drive me daffy. Now, let's take it from the beginning again. Now, what did you say was the name of one of the most popular picture magazines?
Life!
Now, wait a minute. Right. Hold that. That's 50% of it. Now think as hard as you can. Before I grew up to be a man, when I used to play with toys, when I used to bounce on my father's knee, what was I?
That's what your father often wondered. Oh.
Martha, if you love me, sing.
Don't save your kisses, just pass them around. You'll find my reason is logically sound. Who's gonna know that you pass them around? 100 years from today, why crave a penthouse that fit for a queen? You're near heaven on Mother Earth's dream. If you had millions, what would they all mean? 100 years from today. So laugh and sing, make love the thing. Be happy while you may. Why, there's always one beneath the sun who's bound to make you feel that way. Oh, the moon is shining, and that's a good sign. Cling to me closer and say you'll be mine. Remember, darling, we won't be in time. 100 years from today, 100 years from today. Get troubles, just get happy. Hallelujah. You better chase your fears away. Come on, sinners, and let's get happy. I'll meet you on the judgment day. until it's too late. Oh, laugh and sing, make love the thing, be happy while you may. But there's always one beneath the sun who's bound to make you feel that way. Why, the moon is shining, and that's a good sign. Don't cling to me closer, please, my sweet mind. Remember, darling, that we won't be in time 100 years from today. No, 100 years from today.
Say, Heine.
Yes, Al.
Will you do me a favor? Listen, I don't feel so good, and I want to be, you know, I want to be made to laugh.
Anything to please you.
Yeah, make that Adam's apple of yours go up and down again. Come on, will you?
Okay, Al. Friends, I'm going to please Mr. Jolson if it's within my power to do so. My old Adam's apple's working pretty good, too. Well, friends, in the old days, Mother did the shopping without any prompting from Dad or the kids. But nowadays, well, just listen. I want you to listen to a real happening in a real American home. The home of Mrs. Marjorie Koenig of Media, Pennsylvania.
For some time, I've been making my family use several kinds of toilet soap, which I bought because I wanted the wrappers to qualify in contest entry. Last week, the last of that soap was used up, and the children cried, "Hurrah, now we can go back to Lifebuoy." And Doug, my son, added,
"Hereafter, I'm going to use Lifebuoy no matter what other soap you have, because I feel a lot cleaner and fresher using Lifebuoy. And I bet you do too, Mom."
Well, that really gave me a brand new feeling about soap. When my own children insisted on Lifebuoy baths to ensure lasting freshness. And believe me, I found out that ordinary soap just can't stop B.O. as Lifebuoy does.
Yes, friends, even children are wise to the extra freshness and extra protection you get from Lifebuoy. In fact, more men, more women, and more children in this country bathe regularly with Lifebuoy than with any other soap. Furthermore, surveys conducted by 8 popular magazines questioning 120,000 women reveal that Lifebuoy is their leading bath soap, too. These millions of Lifebuoy users know that its deep, searching lather really removes dirt and perspiration from way down in their pores. Stops B.O. There's a good reason why. Lifebuoy contains a special purifying ingredient not found in ordinary soaps. And if you want to stay on the safe side, the extra clean side, use Lifebuoy for bath, complexion, and hands. Ladies and gentlemen, the ensuing scene takes place at the Sleepy Slumber Sanitarium, where Al Jolson, after a hectic week at the Pomona racetrack, has gone to recuperate. As the scene opens, we find a very weary Al Jolson knocking at the door.
Come in.
Hello?
Welcome to Sleepy Sloppy Slumber Sanitarium. Did you come here to recuperate, rejuvenate, or revitalize?
I'd like to get you a job as hostess in a revolving door.
That ain't even a script. That never happened.
Yes, in answer to your last question, I did.
You did, huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, here I am. Oh. My good man, you have come to the right place. The Sleepy Slazzy Slumber Sanitarium.
Don't say slousy.
Don't say slousy. Oh, okay. Shut up! The Sleepy Slumber Sanitarium is a haven of peace and soothing solitude. What's that, like that tube? Why, it's the shrine of rest and complete relaxation. Quiet!
I thought this was a rest home. Pardon me, but I guess I'm a little bit stupid.
You're stupid. Wait till you meet the doctor.
I want to get out of the trunk.
Thought there was still the dummy there. Did somebody send for me?
Well, what are you doing here, Parker Carcass?
Listen, please address me by my maiden name, Dr. Parker Carcass. PhD, LLD, DT, MD, and IMAQT.
Well, I'm a cutie too, but I don't brag about it. Woo!
Well, welcome to the Slippy Sanitarium. Listen, I want you to meet my associate. Dr. Pennyfrew of the Maltese.
Why does everything happen to me?
Mr. Jolson, I'm glad to have you on my program.
No. Joe. Joe, don't start that again. Listen, do I get rest or not? I came here to build myself up physically. What do I get? What do I get? A couple of dopes.
Not unless you got a prescription. Look here, Al Jocelyn. With my special exercises, I build up that Dr. Pennyfrew into what he is today. Don't you think he looks nauseating?
Huh? Nauseating? I think he looks great.
You really think so?
Oh, Joe, you look marvelous.
My, my.
Not only marvelous, you look sensational. In fact, you look terrific.
Ooh.
Who's your undertaker?
I'll smash you!
Gentlemen, or am I stretching a point? Please, I'm very tired.
Stick out your tongue and say ah. Put it back. I saw better tongues in delicatessen stores.
Say, come up here to the stethoscope, and I'm going to give you a heart to listen to. Niall Jocelyn, take a deep breath and hold it for half an hour.
All right, here goes.
What do you hear, Parky?
I don't know. It sounds like Emperor Jones.
You know what he needs is a massage, a salt rub down. Mr. Jolson, take off your clothes and lie down here on this table. Dr. Parky, roll the bones.
Now, wait a minute here. Wait a minute. Just a moment. Do you give a good massage?
If I give a good massage? Don't you know I'm known from coast to coast as the massager with the Coca-Cola hands?
The massager with a Coca-Cola hand?
Sure, you know, the pose that refreshes.
Say, take it easy. Say, what are you rubbing me down with?
Pepper, we ran out of salt.
You know, one time he rubbed the fella down with Tabasco sauce.
Tabasco sauce?
Yeah.
Did he like it?
Well, we don't know. We haven't caught him up yet.
Ouch. Stop this slapping. You guys are killing me. I can't stand this.
Well, if you can't stand it, we'll give you an anesthetic. Dr. Pennyfrew, bring in the red, white, blue, green, and yellow ether.
Say, just a moment.
What?
What's wrong with a plain ether? Why red, white, blue, green, and yellow?
Then you can dream in Technicolor.
Now. Listen, just a minute. I don't have to. I'm black and blue already. It's easy to see. Both of you don't know what you're doing.
I resent that, sir. I'll have you understand that I saved many lives. And some of my patients are still sending me fan mail.
Just a moment, Joe.
Yes.
What was that you just said? You saved many a what?
Life.
Life.
Yes.
Great. Now remember that. Yes. Remember that. You said life. And what do you call a young male?
Boy.
Now concentrate.
Yes.
You saved many a life.
Yes.
And you said a young male is a boy.
Uh-huh.
Now, what is the product that the sponsor of this show is selling?
Life Savers.
What's the use? I'll bet even Parky can get it. Look, Parky,
yes.
Come here. What's the name of one of the most popular picture magazines?
Life.
Right. And what's a little fella?
A boy.
Great. Now you tell Joe what Life Boy is.
A little fella what sells magazines.
Well, that gives you a rough idea, folks, what I'm up against. It isn't bad enough to have one guy interrupt me. This week, I have to have two.
Well, if you mean me, Mr. Jolson, I promise I'll never interrupt again.
You promise what?
Interrupt. But
interrupt, huh?
Yeah, but no kidding. Yeah, I was in Catalina Island fishing last week, and I had a little radio on my boat, and I heard your program when you sang to Keep Smiling at Trouble. Will you sing it for me?
Well, Joe, I only sang the song 2 weeks ago, but I don't mind singing it for you, especially if you promise not to interrupt.
I will.
Keep smiling at trouble, for trouble are bubbles, and bubbles must soon blow away.
When the pussy will always burst through the gossip.
Joe, haven't I got trouble enough without bringing in pussy willows and catnip or whatever that is? Listen, just listen, will you? Listen and keep quiet.
Who?
You.
Bleh.
Yeah?
Boo.
Be like the violet that goes in the pale winter snow. They bravely wait for the May.
When the berry blossoms bloom, my heart is bumping.
Joe, listen. Stop. Stop. First it's, and now it's boom, boom, boom. I tell you, I can't stand it. I'm a sick man. My foot roller isn't functioning. I'm tied up in knots. I'm unstrung. I'm at the end of my rope.
Some funny line, I'll say.
Now, wait a minute. Joe, here I'm trying to forget, trying to have peace and quiet, and they put you on the program with me.
I can't get over it.
Joe, I can't go on. Maybe you think you can sing the number.
He wants to know if I can sing.
Well, can you? Well, sing it. Go on, sing it.
Go on, he say. Play, Victor. Keep smiling at trouble, for troubles are bubbles. Hey, come on, don't sit on there. Come on, play me. I gotta get off of here. Keep smiling at trouble. Come on, what's the matter, strike? Come on. Keep smiling. That's too much trouble, and troubles must soon blow away. With never a sadness and nothing but gladness, we'd weary of life in a day. Just like the violet that grows neath the chill winter snow. I can't go on, the music's got me. I start my own program beginning next Sunday, so all listen in on that day. Good evening, friends.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This is Al Jolson saying good night for the Ringtone and Lifeboy program. Tune in with us again next Tuesday. Thank you, Joe Penner. And next Tuesday, we have Frank Fay as our guest star. Good night, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.